Okay, we spoke yesterday about the concept of a nisayon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each of us with a unique set of character, and that we have a unique tafkid in this world, ma'aseh ish u'pekudaso, what the Ramchal calls v'hu pekudaso u'ma'aseh ba'olam hazeh, and those are the nisyonos. Avraham Avinu, Baruch Hashem, was omed in these nisyonot. Everyone in Mirtz Hashem should be omed in his nisyonot, to be mashlim his part in the hashgacha of the world, and that requires that people be put in different situations in order to be able to be to fulfill their unique pekuda. For one person, his pekuda is to be a baal tzedaka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him rich so he can be a baal tzedaka. If he wastes it on himself, then chaval. In other words, another person, well, his tafkid is to be mistapik b'mu'at, so he has to be poor in order to be mistapik b'mu'at, etc., etc. V'hinei, v'hiyot inyanei ha'olam, Rav Tosif Beis, kulam nimshachim v'ne'etokim, v'hishtalshalut me'inyan, v'inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that everything stems from him in steps, through olamot haruchaniyim until it reaches this world. Mimitziyutam b'nivdalim. The nivdalim are the malachim. Ad mitziyutam b'gashmiyim. So therefore one understands that all of these nisyonot have to start in the elyonim, right? That's what we have in Sefer Iyov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting with his malachim, and the Satan points out that Iyov is only such a tam v'yoshar because he hasn't had the proper nisayon. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the ball rolling for the nisyonot of Iyov, who had in the story by the Akedah, that the Satan says that Avraham Avinu didn't show enough hakaras hatov for Yitzchak, and so the stage is set in the nivdalim already for the Akedah. Ukamosha zacharnu le'el. Hinei konyinim ha'elu pirtei nisyono shel adam kamosha zacharnu matchil shorash b'chinatam b'nivdalim. There's a Gemara in Nida on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Beis that there is a malach in charge of pregnancy, malach in charge of Herayon, Laila Shema, and no tel tipa achas, it takes this fertilized egg, u ma'amida lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'omer lefanav ribono shel olam, tipa zo matei aleha, yibor o chalash, chacham o tipesh. What else have been shown over there? Ashir o ani. Namely, what will be the nisyonot of this particular tipa? And it's already determined merosh, before the person is born, what his nisyonot are going to be. Matzkil shorish b'chinatam b'nivdalim. Kfi ha-metziut ha-shayach mehem me-ha-tikun v'ha-kilkul k'mon sh'kasafnu. U'kfi nyanam sham nidonim v'nigzarim. Again, no one is nidon in terms of what his bechira is going to be. His bechira, that's up to him. But the circumstances that he's going to be put into in the world, that already starts derech hamaslot. That's the Gemara in Tainis about the Tana, who was put into a situation of never having a sense of yishuv hadas. And he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he felt that he would be able to learn better if he had yishuv hadas. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked and said, the only way I can give you yishuv hadas is to return the world to tohu vavohu and start all over again. Namely, that your tafkid in this world is to learn without yishuv hadas. That's also a tafkid. So it all starts off in the olamot elyonim, moves over into this world, but the bechira is always up to the individual. Gosh Baruch gives everyone situations. We move from situation to situations. All the situations are with a finely tuned for this individual. Gosh Baruch Hu chooses the best nisyonot that would be able to bring out, if a person makes the right choice, the best in this individual. He gives him the right framework, the right job, the right wife, at least again presents before this person. He is up to the individual. To summarize the whole world of nisyona, hatzlachot ha'olam hazeh vitzaratav are not only, as we spoke about, in terms of a sachar for the rishaim b'olam hazeh, or a sachar for the weaker mitzvos b'olam hazeh, and the yisurim are not only a kapara for averot, but also the hatzlachot and the tzerot yenagach shiyunusah b'ha'adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu uses situations in this world, osher, and only yisurim and shalva, to give nisyonot. Yosef had a nisayon of yisurim, of being separated from his family. That's a terrible nisayon. Baruch Hashem, he chose to be ma'amin b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yishinusah b'ha'adam b'chelot mechelkeh nisayon. It's all, this is what the parak is called, Hashkacha Ha'ishit. This isn't the klal of Hashkacha of Schar Va'onesh that's given to every human being. This is the Hashkacha Ha'ishit, which is given specifically to this individual. V'amnam, Od Siba Acheret Nimtzeit Lehem. There's another reason that a person will find himself in a state of Hatzlacha, or a state of tzara. Namely, there's another factor. Again, we're talking about the gears that are interconnecting. So another wheel, another gear. Al pi darkei hamishpat v'hagmul v'hu ki hinei gazar hashofei te'elyon yiparach shemitoledet ma'asei ha'adam atzmo yihyeh he'azro mimenu yitbarach l'hakel lo hasagat shleimato v'hinatzlo min ha'michsholim. Namely, that when a person finds himself in a matzav, so he has to do his ishtadlus. As to whether his ishtadlus will work or not, that depends on siyata d'shmaya. Everything is a combination of ishtadlus and siyata d'shmaya. As to whether there will be siyata d'shmaya, that the person himself, to a certain degree, can determine. Habali taher, masayim lo. On the other hand, habali tame, you know, is the other way around. That we have a concept of We have a concept of derech she'adam rotzeh leilech molichim oso. So over here, there is a possibility that a person will be in very, very dire straits, but because of his level of bitachon, that will help him out of the straits itself. Namely, that the siyata d'shmaya will be above and beyond. Kamosha ne'emar raglei chasidav yishmor. That we have over here, a unique shmirah. This is unique hashkacha for the chasidav. Ulam vaday shegam bazeh yesh madrigot madrigot. Last night Rabbi Willick spoke, and so he pointed out that we have a melech ozer, umoshia, umagen. All of these are dargos of siyata d'shmaya. You can have a siyata d'shmaya. I always learned it a little differently than Rabbi Willick Shlita, that we're dealing over here with the avos in reverse order, where the chasim is going to be with Avraham. So melech ozer, that's by Yaakov, that helped, that he had siyata d'shmaya from Kadosh Baruch Hu in his fight against the malach, but ozer, namely, he still came out lame. And then you have Moshia by Yitzchak at the Akeda, and then Magen, the Baruch Hashem, Avraham never went through these stages where he needed the ozer and the Moshia. He already had the Magen, and all along, you know, it's to the degree that a person relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to that degree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. V'ulam vaday shegam bazeh madrigot madrigot. Yimatzei achad, shura tadin titen lefi ma'asav shekvar asah, shiyazreyu haboro ezer ma'at, melech ozer. Acher shidino yeh shiyazreyu ezer yoter gadol. In other words, that would already be a Moshiach. V'yakel alav hasagat hashlemut kalut rav. Acher shiyeh ro'ui le'ezer yoter gadol. That would already be the Magen. V'chein behefach. In other words, so we have on one hand these levels of siyata d'shmaya that again intervene in the hashkacha, that that you person can be put in a situation theoretically of tzar, but be able to rise above it via siyata d'shmaya. V'chein behefech, kvar yimatzei mi shekvi hadin yeroi shelo yazruhu min hashamayim, ach lo yaksha alav hasagat hashleimut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu views this individual as not being roi for unique siyata d'shmaya, but he'll let the individual simply choose on his own. He'll put him in neutral. V'achar shemishpato yetzei shiyir v'acher, mishpato yetzei shiyir bugo ha'ikuvim. Again, he deserves ikuvim, because habali tameh, he's not necessarily interested in connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'itzarech lo chozek gadol v'amal rav ad shiyisigenu. It's not as though he doesn't have bechira, but his bechira is handicapped by his taivas. His bechira is handicapped by all of the bechiros ra'os he made in the past. He still hasn't reached the level of being a Baal Tshuva. He's still struggling with against his Yetzihara, and his Yetzihara generally is winning. So in this situation, he has to realize that he puts himself in a handicapped situation. Right, that's the level of Paro, that the worst of the Onashim is that there aren't the options. Doesn't have the option really of a meaningful bechira. Nimtza, to summarize, Shev Sharshi is Keha Adam V'yugzuru Alav Hatzlachot Ba'olam Hazeh, that sometimes Hatzlacha Ba'olam Hazeh is not a sachar, or it's not a background for Nisayon, but rather L'sayo Ba'avodato, right? V'hayayim Shamoa Tishmu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam points out, what's all the sachar, what are all these promises of Olam Hazeh? That schar mitzvah, that because you were doing mitzvah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you siyata d'shmaya, he'll put you in a situation where you can do more mitzvahs. So these hatzlachot are misayahim in the avodah. Hashem berachat Avraham bakol. After he went through the nisyonot, then he had the bracha to be able to do more and more and more mitzvot in his lifetime, to be able to be mashlim himself. L'man yenokelo hasigoa tashleimut hamabukash. The purpose of life is to try to get to shleimus. V'lo yimatzu bo ikuvim. On the other hand, we have the other side of the coin. Evshishi enigzer alav kefi ma'asav hefseidim v'tzarot. In other words, this is a schar avera. That once he does an avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it easier for him to slip and more difficult for him to do mitzvot. Shiyamdu kecholmalef anav yasiku beino lebein hashleimut. Not as though he can't be bocher, but his bechira, because of his actions, becomes much more difficult. Achiz terech yoser amal v'yoser torach lufkoa et hamachitza hahi, that he himself built up, and with that, this is that the person himself, via his previous ma'asim, can either make his own life easier or his own life more difficult in his search for shleimut. Ulehitameitzim kol tirdotav v'yot masiga shleimuto al kol panim. And then we have the Rasha, that maybe he'll have hatzlachot, but the hatzlachot will simply be, again, that he'll simply self-destruct. In other words, that will allow him to simply follow through with his bechira, even though it means self-destruction. He has some zechuyot, and Kosh Baruch because of these zechuyot, when he's about to press the wrong button on the computer will fall. You know, it's Kosh Baruch who saved him from that nefira, with a, you know, it's a sachakol, the electricity fell, rather than he fell. There's a yikrek kishyeda manhig ha'elyon ein roi lo sarasha shiyaseh mitama. For some reason, maybe it's his wife's sechuyot, maybe it's his parents' sechuyot, maybe it's his own sechuyot. In other words, Kosh Baruch will try and just stop the rishus at this point. Hopefully, he'll catch himself. In Adam Kote, Elam Tekei Nichnas Baruch Shtut. Kosh Baruch Hu sometimes gives a person the ability to catch himself, just a minute, and to override the Ruach Shtut. Ruma Shedavare Mispalel Ayiten Hashem Ma'aveye Rasha V'zememo Al Tafet. Kosh Baruch Hu, even with the Rishayim, should not allow them to go through with their thoughts to save the Rasha from himself. That's also a concept of saving the Rasha from himself. Okay, so tomorrow, Sunday, Yom Rishon, Blineder will finish Perek Dalet and move into Perek Hei.
So how does this work with everything being Nisayon?
It's an addition. Again, we pointed out on the level of the Ishi, we have the concept of Nisyonot, and then we have a concept of Siyata Dishmaya. It could be schar mitzvah mitzvah, schar avera avera. It could be that the siyata d'shmaya will be b'derach shadam rotzelelach molichen oto. That these, simply that when we see a person, the things are going good for him. It could be that the nisay, you know, that going good is a sachar. It could be that going good is a nisayon. It could be that going good is a result of what he did previously to enable him to reach the shleimut a little faster. All of these are possibilities. It doesn't have to. Of how to understand what is happening to us.
For everything is in Nisayon?
So really not
everything is in Nisayon?
No, not everything is in Nisayon. In other words, you could win a lottery. So winning the lottery could be sachar, you know, that you're receiving for various mitzvahs that you may have done. Or Golan, you could be a Rasha, and Kosh Baruch Hu is getting you out of the way with this lottery. Or it could be it's a Nisayon to see what you're going to do with the money, that you have in your character the ability to be a tremendous Baal Tzedakah, the Yosef Yetzirah. Or it could be that Kosh Baruch Hu just wants to make it easier for you to be Mekayim Mitzvos. And so he gives you the ability to, in other words, to have Yishuv Hadas, to be able to sit and learn. He gives you all these opportunities. This is all Siyata Deshmaya, Habali Tayer, because he knows that you want to do mitzvahs, so he's giving you the opportunity of doing mitzvahs. All of these are, and it could be a combination of all of these, but all of these are the gears that are interconnecting in terms of how we view Olam Hazeh. We'll see more gears as well. Pointed out, if anything is simple, simplistic, that's a Maisa Satan. If it's complex, that's the truth. Truth is complex.